Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Laura Bielek, who is from Life South Community Blood Centers. They've been a longtime partner with WUFT for various events, including fanfares and fireworks. You can always find their blood mobile out on Flavette Field. People are very generous with donations. They also have air-conditioned blood mobiles, so they're very popular in the summer. But they're going to be doing a special event Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Santa Fe College on their Northwest Fields. And it's the ever-popular Operation Santa Delivery. So thank you, Laura, for coming. And tell us a little bit more about this event.
Yes, thank you, Sue. Good morning. I'm very excited to be here to let everybody know about Operation Santa Delivery. This is our 19th year that we are doing this event. It is LifeSouth's way of giving back to the community. It is a free holiday event where Santa is delivered in a ShansCare helicopter. And if you've never seen Santa fly in on a helicopter, it is really something magical to see. Kids can get their picture taken with Santa for free. We also develop the pictures and put them in frames. Not only that, it is a carnival atmosphere. We'll have over 30 vendors out there providing children's activities. And again, it is a family, fun-filled, free event that LifeSouth really loves putting on for the community.
Is this for kids of all ages, would you say?
I would say it's kids for all ages, because even if you don't believe in Santa anymore, even if you kind of don't believe in Santa anymore, there's still plenty for kids of all ages to partake in. So there'll be tug-of-war, coloring books, face painting, making fake blood, which is always fun.
Really?
Yes. All types.
This isn't a Halloween event.
No, it's it's not. There is a little education involved in making the fake blood. But yes, there's something for everyone. And again, the highlight of the event is Santa coming in the helicopter, which even as an adult, and I've seen it 19 times, it's really exciting each time that I see Santa land in a helicopter.
So he comes in and he lands on the field and comes out, and then do the kids all run up to him and say, Santa, Santa?
So not while the helicopter is on the ground. Right. We keep everyone far away from the helicopter, but once he moves away from the helicopter and then goes to his position, you know, to take the pictures, then kids can come up to him to have their picture taken.
And you talked about kids' activities, but there's also community partners, several nonprofit organizations that are going to be represented, showing what they do in support of your event. And who are some of the people that are coming?
So we have Partnership for Strong Families will be there. Make-A-Wish Foundation will be there. Children's Trust of Alachua County will be there. So we are partnering with many different local nonprofits. They're each providing children's activities, but they also are there.
So they're going to have booths out on them?
Yes. So it's 30 different booths, at least 30 different organizations. And children's organizations, but we also have some animal rescues who will be out there with Puppy Hill Farms. We'll have some dogs with them. Kiowa's Husky Group, rescued huskies, will be out there also. So it's really an opportunity for organizations or businesses who would like to showcase what they do, but they're also providing the children's activities.
So this is the 19th event. Obviously, you probably created this event. How did it come about?
So this event was, it was my first year working at LifeSouth. So I have been with
19 years. Yeah.
Right, with LifeSouth for 19 years. And it was already in the works when I started. We used to have it at Royal Park. So now it takes place at the Northwest Fields at Santa Fe College. So that is, those are the fields that front Northwest 39th Avenue and Northwest 91st Street. But the first event was at Royal Park Plaza, and it grew so large that that was no longer an option. Just having that helicopter land there in the parking lot just did not work out. Santa Fe College has been a terrific partner with us, allowing us to have the event on the Northwest Fields every year.
That's great. Does Santa Fe, do they come out as well with a booth? I know they also have the zoo out there, too.
Santa Fe College does a tremendous job with their police department, and they are there the entire time to make sure everything is running smoothly and that there are no issues. They go out very early in the morning to cone off the area where the helicopter will land. So
Is it kind of near the track? Is that where the Northwest Fields are?
It's right there where 39th Avenue is. Do you know where the Walgreens is?
Okay.
Right there on 39th Avenue. That's the Northwest Field. And so the helicopter lands closest to 39th Avenue, and they cone that off so that there are no issues. And then they are out there when the helicopter – they're out there during the whole time. So they do a tremendous job ensuring that everything runs smoothly.
And it's a Saturday, so I'm assuming parking is not an issue.
No, we have the entire Northwest Fields, which is gigantic. So there's ample parking. That is not an issue at all.
And I guess Santa Fe, just like UF, would technically have ended classes by then. So they're studying for their final exam. So there should probably be a lot of areas where people can park and then tour the campus as well while they're there.
Yes, absolutely.
That's great. So do you have a lot of volunteers that are helping with this?
Yes. So I'm glad you asked that. We do have volunteers from high schools and from Santa Fe College. So I was out at Santa Fe College. They have a volunteer fair every fall and spring semester. So probably 40 different people signed up to volunteer for the event. And we really appreciate the help with the volunteers because there's a lot of work, as you can imagine, involved in putting on an event like this. And the day of the event, there is a lot going on. There are vendors showing up early in the morning who need to set everything up. And then we need help with parking. And then we're setting everything up for Santa. So there is a lot of work that goes into it, and volunteers are crucial.
And because this is kind of a special event, with a lot of people coming, I'm assuming there'll be some kind of food trucks or food service available?
Right. There will be different food trucks available. And we do serve free cotton candy. So we've had the same group from St. Francis Catholic Academy who has come out year after year, who for some reason I don't understand love to run the cotton candy machine, and at the end of the day, they are covered in cotton candy, and students come back every year because they enjoy it. So we really appreciate their help.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice little perk to have there.
It is a nice little perk.
Let's review once again. We're going to take a break in just a minute, and it is called Operation Santa Delivery. It is on Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that is at Santa Fe College, their Northwest Field. And I believe that, what is the address? Do you recall?
So there's not an actual address. It's the corner of Northwest 39th Avenue and Northwest 91st Street.
Okay.
So there's the Walgreens right on that corner there. And it's the big field. There's the big Santa Fe College sign
that's a good landmark.
And we will also put up a couple big signs for Operation Santa Delivery. So, and I will put out probably 40 signs up and down the road so that people know where it's taking place.
Can't miss it is what you're trying
to
say.
You can't miss it, yes.
Sounds great. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more information on Life South and what they do for this community. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Laura Bialik, the Community Development Coordinator for Life South Community Blood Centers. They've been an integral part of this community for many, many years. And now for the last 19 years, they have done a fun event in December called Operation Santa Delivery. It's going to be on Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Santa Fe College, Northwest Fields. That's at the intersection of 39th and 91st by the giant Santa Fe College sign. You can't miss it. There'll be plenty of signage available. The best thing is this is free and open to the public. Kids and adults of all ages can come out and see Santa, who arrives on a Shands Healthcare helicopter. And then they've got all different kinds of organizations that are going to have booths and children's activities. It's a fun way to kind of kick off the holiday season. So, Laura, thanks for being here. And Life South has been an integral part of this community for many, many years. And what are the services they provide to not only this community, but all of North Florida, I believe?
Right. So Life South is the sole supplier of blood products to all of the hospitals in North Central Florida. So this is our 51st year in operations, and we have been the only blood center supplying blood to this area. That means when someone goes into the hospital and they need to have a blood transfusion, and one out of every seven people entering the hospital will need a blood transfusion, that blood is going to come from Life South, which means somebody in the community has taken the time out of their day to donate blood for that person. So it is a life-saving service because people only receive blood if their life depends on it.
Wow, that's amazing. And you mentioned during the holidays, it kind of slows down a little bit because, of course, the college students are not here and some of the other people go out of town for the holidays, and you often have a critical need for blood. Seems like that's kind of a constant critical need these days.
It is a constant critical need. We've actually seen a slowing down of people donating blood since COVID.
Kind of worried about it.
People are a little more cautious. But definitely during the holidays, it is always challenging for us to collect enough blood. And you are right. People are out traveling. UF and Santa Fe are not in session. Our high schools, which are integral for our blood supply, that shut down. And people are just thinking about other things. It's not like the first thing in their mind to go out and donate blood. And we would really like for it to be one of the first things they think about during the holiday season. It's the gift of life that you can give to the community to ensure that the local blood supply stays at a safe level.
And people can come to your main facility, which I believe, Newberry Road. What is the address there?
So we actually have four different blood centers, yes, in Alachua County. So we have the one on Newberry Road. We have our one on 13th Street. It's a mile north of UF campus.
That's kind of the original one.
That was the original one, yes. We have a blood center in Jonesville by the Publix. It's on the same strip mall as the Publix out there. And then we have one in Alachua behind Domino's Pizza and Moe's. So we do have locations, very convenient locations for people to come out and donate blood at the centers. And then we have four blood mobiles that go out every single day except for Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. And people can find where we're going to be and our donation center hours if they go to lifesouth.org. And they'd be able to look up where you can find a blood mobile or what the donation center hours are.
What if someone wanted to host a blood drive? What's the process there?
So we would love it if a business or organization is interested in hosting a blood drive, especially during this time of year where it becomes a little more difficult for us to find places to go to. They can call the Life South number and it's 352-334-1000 and ask for me, Laura, and I can get you started in scheduling a blood drive. We would really appreciate that.
Especially during the holidays. It does any time of year, right? People can.
Any time of year is great. Holidays are especially great. But that is like a really fantastic way for a business or organization to give back to the community is to host that blood drive and have the people who work there, the staff involved in it. And it's a really good way to give back.
That's great. And I know this is the holiday season right now, but pretty much 365, you guys are open, ready to take donations and And that's a good thing because you can't plan when people are going to need the blood and you're there to help provide it.
That is correct. One out of every three people in their life will need a blood transfusion. So everybody is going to know somebody whose life has been touched by blood donations. And something that most people don't think about is that the number one recipient of blood products are cancer patients. So
really,
people who are going through chemotherapy also often need blood transfusions. So that is like where a lot of our blood goes, is to cancer patients going through treatment.
Yeah, and UF Health is, it's great for them to be partnering with you. I can imagine it'd be pretty cool to come in on a helicopter. Santa must be loving this gig.
So Santa, it's kind of interesting because we have the real Santa. Like when he goes out in public, like if he happens to go to lunch with us, like kids will stop and stare and say, look, that's Santa. And we didn't know it before he started this gig that he had always wanted to fly in a helicopter. So when he found out that's what he would be doing instead of coming in on a reindeer, he was thrilled. So he does look forward to that every year, that flight.
Well, there's not a lot of reindeer for him to come in on.
No, that's true. So it did work out.
Although the last couple of days with the cold, the sleigh would have been probably a valuable thing to get.
Right. Santa, as you can imagine, is terrifically busy starting in December. So we're very lucky that he drops in on us for this event.
And you've been providing all this information on LifeSouth, but it's all available on your website as well. Is that correct?
Right. It's on our social media. So on our Facebook page, and it is up in different event segments around town.
That's great. So is this your big hurrah for the holiday season, this event?
This always is. And once again, to me, it is one of the more exciting things we do just because it's free, it's community-minded, it is so much fun. And again, it's something that just don't see every day. It's unusual to have Santa fly in a helicopter.
That's great. And it's your gift back to the community.
Gift back to the community, yes, because, of course, LifeSouth would not be able to stay open unless we had the support of the community. And that really is the motivating factor behind this event, is we are giving back because people give so much to us.
That's great. Well, it's called Operation Santa Delivery. It's the 19th edition, and it's going to be on Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Santa Fe College Northwest Fields near the intersection of 39th Avenue and 91st Street. Free and open to the public. Santa will be arriving probably pretty close to 10, and then he'll be taking pictures with anybody who wants them. They'll be framing it. All of this is free, of course. And then there's 30 vendors that'll be out there from various nonprofit organizations as well as food trucks, and it's like a holiday celebration. So Laura Bialik from LifeSouth Community Blood Center, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate the opportunity to let everyone know about this so much fun event.
That's right. Great. Thanks again. That was Laura Bialik, LifeSouth District Community Development Coordinator, on today's edition of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online to wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.